USC students building youth confidence by 3D printing prosthetics for free. Growing up comes with many challenges, and that is especially so for children born with limb differences. Considering that a new prosthetic is needed every 18 to 24 months as the child grows, the price of which may range from $5,000 to $50,000, it also creates extra burdens. Students at the University of Southern California's Viterbi School of Engineering are working to ease that struggle and boost the confidence of these children through the USC Freehand Program, which 3D prints prosthetics for free. The goal of our prosthetics is not necessarily to be a replacement hand but more of a confidence builder for these kids, said Brendan Kim, USC Viterbi School of Engineering sophomore and member of USC Freehand. Growing up with a limb difference can be challenging, especially psychologically, so we want our patients to be proud of the process. I like to think we're setting them up for bigger and better things. Part of USC's 3D4E organization, Freehand works directly with children in the Los Angeles area via a partnership with the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, CHLA. Dr. Nina Lightdale-Mirick, CHLA Director of Pediatric Hand and Upper Extremity Surgery Program and Catch Hand Differences Program founder, helps coordinate bringing the children and students together. Freehand focuses on children ages 3 to 10 on a case-by-case basis. Every semester, approximately 10 USC students begin full evaluations to determine the specific needs of the child. Typically, they create 2 to 3 prosthetics for the patients. Before that happens, a lot of work is required behind the scenes. First, the student team consults with the child and their family, during which exact measurements of the hand dimensions are taken. This includes specific physical characteristics so that the team is able to modify or scale the design down the road. The child also gets to customize the design by choosing from various colors and artwork. A child might have his wrist and palm formed, but the fingers didn't fully develop from there. The prosthetic could work by flexing the wrist, Kim said. Or there may be no wrist presence, but they do have a fully formed elbow, so we'd connect the prosthetic to the bicep to gain leverage to open and close the fingers by activating the elbow. After the consultation, the team gets to work creating a virtual design of the prosthetic using CAD software. Enabling the Future, which is dedicated to the promotion and distribution of 3D-printed prostheses, provides the 3D model files. The students are able to edit the files to add and scale elements, such as superhero artwork, to ensure they fit. With the final design in hand, the 3D models are printed on 3D printers at the Baum Family Maker Space at USC Viterbi. Each prosthetic requires approximately 30 parts that then need to be assembled. The parts are printed with a lightweight PLA filament, which also makes it easy to reprint parts that may break. After printing, the parts refined and then assembled, finishing work is completed and the prosthetic is tested. From start to finish, the process takes about a month before the final product is delivered to the child. Along with helping children gain confidence and experience with prosthetics as they grow, the Freehand Project is also helping the engineering students involved. They work with various people throughout the process and perform interdisciplinary work across different engineering disciplines, learning valuable communication skills while also honing their expertise in design, prototyping, creating, and 3D printing. Interested in other ways 3D printing is changing the healthcare landscape? Check out 3D-printed wearable personalized sensors developed, and 3D Systems expands bioprinting capabilities.